excited to have on the visionary guy leading the way at Green Mountain Grills, the one and only Jason Baker. Jason, welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me, Dane. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? We have so many commercials here, obviously, because so many people are excited about things, and you waded through all of them. Have you been inspired to buy anything that we were advertising?
All of it. It's all great. I want that Chevy truck for sure.
Yes, you need it, right, to put the Green Mountain Grill in. Not all of the models, right, because I saw some when we were out with you at the NASCAR Championship, and they go from sort of big things that can handle a lot of big things to some really small ones, too, some things that are really space considerate.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that is the Trek grill, our portable grill, is one of my favorite grills because of that reason. It just travels very well, incredibly efficient. It's 12 volt. It plugs into anything, solar, battery, your truck. It's a great little grill.
We're going to talk about some of the different models when we have our second segment, but I want to talk to you a little bit about this. There are a lot of grills on the market. I think the public, especially after the pandemic, is kind of up to speed with the fact that pellet grills existed. That wasn't always the case. There was a time, Jason, when you and I would talk, and you were trying to educate people that this was a way to get things done, do things in a great way. One of the ways you have always been leading the way outside of just, you know, general quality and workmanship and all that is on the tech side. Talk a little bit about Green Mountain Grills and what makes them different.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. When we started the company in about 2009, it was all about innovation. So our strategy was, let's look at things that people have never done. And I think that when we started putting a remote controller, an RF controller on the grill in 2010, people were like, what? What are these guys doing? And but I'll tell you what, when it's cold outside and you just want to see what's going on with the meat probe temperature, or be able to change the temperature up or down on your grill, that remote became a very fun little feature on our pellet grill. And it kind of cascaded into, you know, 2012, we started putting Wi-Fi on the pellet grill. So then it was all about the Wi-Fi. And then now, you know, getting into the Wi-Fi features, we are all over, you know, being able to calibrate internal temperatures, calibrate probes, change the auger speeds if you are in very cold climates or very hot climates. You know, you want a profile step where you say, hey, I want this grill to cook at 150, which is our maximum smoke setting, which is really the best in the industry, for, let's say, 2 hours on a pork shoulder, and then crank it up. When it hits an internal temperature of 150, crank it up again, and putting it back down to a warming temp at the end of that deal, all based on time and temperature. And at the end of it, you're just getting a finished product because the Wi-Fi, the program is running everything.
People expect... go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, those are the kinds of innovations that people expect these days.
You know, think about this, is that, you know, back in the day, people were excited about, maybe mesmerized by the tech side of things, but there was that old school mentality and the low and slow, and you got to sit all night next to a fire in order to make good barbecue. And so the barbecue side of things is really great. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the versatility of the Green Mountain Grill and just the things that you can cook beyond barbecue for it. But in the 30 seconds or so before we go to break, after Thanksgiving, now, Jason Baker, do you feel obligated to, was your entire Thanksgiving all Green Mountain stuff?
It was all GMG stuff. Everything.
Well, I mean, that's very on brand. You got to be walking the walk if you're going to talk the talk. And we'll talk with Jason Baker more in just a second. But right now it's time for traffic and weather with Kevin Wells. So you mentioned before we went to the break that obviously you cooked everything on the Green Mountain Grills. Makes sense. It makes absolutely perfect sense. And here's the thing, is it wasn't just probably turkey. Talk a little bit about this, because some people think, they see some of the commercials, they think pellet grills, they think, okay, well, that's great for barbecue, but you can do almost anything.
Yeah, you definitely can. I mean, you think of it as an outdoor oven. It is most of these grills are indirect cooking. And so you are, you can cook a casserole, you can cook mac and cheese, you could smoke just about anything and put the level of smoke that you want based on the temperature. So if you don't want a lot of smoke, you're out of those smoky temperatures, let's say at 300, 350, that range is going to be able to allow you to cook just like you would anything in an oven. There are people that even bake pies, right? They'll do an apple pie, they'll do a peach cobbler. These things can do just about anything your oven can do, right?
That's, I mean, that sounds great on the dessert side. And that's something that people don't often think about. And when it comes to the conveniences, now how does that happen? Because I think, you know, when I got my first Green Mountain Grill, I thought, hey, it's not broke, don't fix it. It doesn't need to do anything, right? I just thought the convenience of being able to check and adjust the temperatures from wherever I was really cool. But, how, you know, it's always moving, right? And people, you know, whether it's the internet or food shows, right, people are getting more information and having more things. That feedback from the people and how you've adjusted things, how did that go?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everything that we do is customer-based. So when you see the progress of our pellet grill versus our competitors, you see a pellet grill where we really did. I mean, every single situation where a customer said, hey, this particular thing is not it's not ideal for whatever it is I'm cooking, we would change, right? And I think, you know, we're the only ones to do a lot of things, but one of my favorite things on that grill is that being able to adjust the heat shield from outside the grill. So if you are going, hey, this thing is cooking a little bit hotter on the right versus the left, and that happens as the temperature goes up and the fan moves, it gives the customer the ability to move that heat shield left or right on the fly, giving him or her even the ability to push that thing all the way to the left, which pushes all the heat to the right, and giving a right quadrant of that grill that gets super hot and does some immense searing.
Yeah, you think about some of the things that you mentioned, the small, the more portable one that's great for tailgates. And, of course, we're going to see the Green Mountain Grills and a lot of the tailgates coming up over the course of the NFL season and starting with racing next year. It's going to be built into that, the mobility side of it. And people remember the Davy Crockett, I've got a Daniel Boone. But you have been working in the R&D, in the lab, right? And you have built something that you are super, super proud of. Let's talk about the latest thing.
Yeah, so our newest grills, this lineup is coming here beginning of 2024, probably end of January, early February. You're going to start seeing all these grills all over the United States to start with our dealer network. And by the way, we're the only company that really supports small business. You know, I was listening to that preview on Small Business Saturday, and I thought, you know what, it's profound for us. It's an important piece for us because we believe that the small businesses have done the best job really taking care of our customers throughout the years. You know, we've been doing this since 2009, and anyhow, those folks are a big part of our business, and because they do such a great job of telling folks the right information about our grills, and it's not just another product, you know, down the line of a big box store. And so we're proud of the way we go to market with our grills, and the fact that these have to be bought by a dealer. You know, you can't go to our website and buy these. You really do. We want you to go to our dealers' stores and take a look at these grills.
Yep, and what's great too is that personal attention. You mentioned the customer service, right, on the company side, but also those small businesses. As again, you mentioned, we ease into Small Business Saturday. Those are not only, you know, great small businesses that employ people, big members of the community, but they really have that know-how too that you just don't get. I mean, Home Depot is great for some things, but you want someone that really knows what it is that they're doing when it comes to this.
Yeah, you bet. Exactly. But on the innovation side, you know, we really looked at these models and all the things that we've done for the last, you know, 15 years and said, here's what we want to do better. And there are a few things that we definitely focused on in this new lineup of grills, and they are going to be the Peak, Ledge, and Trek. These grills, we focused on a pretty neat product. It's our sideburn feature, and that sideburn is basically an all-electric heating coil device where on the grate you're going to be hitting surface temperatures in that 700 degree range. Wow. You're going to be able to utilize any kind of saute pan or boil hot water on the side there. And this is a reasonably priced product. You know, we're right in that $199 range that's going to fit right on the side of our Peak and our Ledge grills as an add-on, and I think people are going to really like just having extra space and an extra space that really pumps a lot of heat out. So I think that's going to be a big part. We also completely redesigned the inside for racking system. So I think people really wanted to see us innovate on the side of racking, and you're going to see you've got some extra racks. You've got racking for ribs. You've got racking for chicken. You've got racking. They're going to come with rods and hooks. There's all kinds of fun stuff coming on that racking system. But I think you know, part of this too is just longevity. We wanted to make sure that we are creating a product that is super sound, and people are very focused on the fact that this grill definitely is going to outlast everything else you see on the market. And that's what we're really focused on in this product. You're going to see a grill that, you know, it's built incredibly well. The construction is really there. The lid is probably the best feature on the construction side. It's heavy duty. It holds that heat very well. We've got a viewing window inside there. We've got a light inside the grill. Our pellet dump door, our ash back system, grease tray management system. I mean, all this stuff is in there.
I love it. We, you know, they say if you're looking, you're not cooking, right? And so you give people the opportunity to do both, right? To look
and to
cook. And we'll be looking forward to that. We'll, of course, have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that. And Jay says, we let you go. Give information where people can get this. And I got to say it to the people. Well, yeah, there's a lot of things that can cook some things, but nothing is made as well as the Green Mountain Grills. And so give the information, whether it's social media, you guys do a great job with that, and the website.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, greenmountaingrills.com. You go to greenmountaingrills.com, you punch in your zip code, you're going to find your local dealer. We do have a couple online dealers as well that we work with, but you can go right to greenmountaingrills.com and find everything and all of our social media platforms. We're always doing new, all kinds of fun stuff on the social media side of things. So, yeah, that's where the best place to find us is greenmountaingrills.com.
Excited to do a bunch to highlight people doing some great things, and this is the kickoff for a big holiday season and for a big holiday time, I think, for Green Mountain. So, Jason, we'll let you get back to it, but thanks so much for everything you're doing. Thanks for jumping on the show.
Absolutely, Dane. Thank you so much. Have a great day.